जय बाबा, चैप्टर 73। At 2:30 in the afternoon, once again Baba would go to the Lindy Garden, following the same ritual, and would return around 4 in the evening. Once again, his devotees would line up, forming rows on either sides of the lane. After Baba returned, the devotees would come and be with Baba. Some were given permission to leave for their homes. Some were sternly ordered to continue to stay in Shirdi. Others were told to give Dakshina, and some people would make offerings on their own. Many times were given their offerings back, irrespective of the amount placed. Baba followed no prescribed rules about how to go about with his devotees. He was omnipresent and all-knowing, and he operated only from oneness and complete awareness. Blessings were bestowed, parables were narrated. It must have been so blissful, and knowing Baba must have been lots of fun. In the evening, Baba would stand with his back to the boundary wall of the courtyard of the mosque and meet his devotees and passerbys. He would inquire about their families. He had now been in Shirdi for nearly 60 years. He was the presiding god of countless devotees. Some called him an avatar and some a mad fakir. Baba did not care about titles, name, honor and dishonor. He was immersed in Allah all the time. Baba could be more tender than all the mothers put together, and of course, even though he would rant, abuse, thrash one and all, but Shirdi was Sai and Sai was Shirdi. Knowing that he was with them through the worst of times, the families who were living in Shirdi had a strong sense of security and confidence that neither famines, droughts or plagues rattled their core, as they had the imposing and the all-pervading presence of their Baba Sai with them. He was the emperor, and till he was with them, all was well. Often when the season permitted, as he would not change his routine or timings for anything, Baba would watch the sun setting from afar, and the glow of the setting sun would caress his face and body, as though seeking permission to set, and Baba would be lost in the moment. 2 years before Baba left his physical body, time and again Baba began to tell one and all that he was tired, the vendors troubled him too much, and that he was going to leave Masjid Ali. He would get up and begin to leave the mosque, and his devotees would then coax him to return, and like a child, he would have to be cajoled into becoming calm and once again be seated in Dwarka Mai. When Baba said that he wanted to leave Masjid Ai, I guess he was indicating that he wanted to leave his physical body. When Baba said that he was tired of the vendors, he meant that he was tired of people only coming to him for material gains and comforts, as well as the illusions of attachment. I can only guess that this is what he meant. Eventually, Baba knows best. Yes, physically he was exhausted and tired, taking on the sufferings of countless devotees and the responsibility of countless followers. Sometimes Sai would leave the mosque and his devotees would plead and cajole him to return to Masjid Ai. Tatiya would tell Baba, "I will thrash those vendors, you don't worry. If you must go, let us both go tomorrow. Today it is too late as it is. Come, rest now." Baba would mutter under his breath, curse, abuse, then relent. In a matter of moments, he would forget all the commotion that he had caused and would be smiling and chatting away with his followers. In the evening, once again, Sai would take a short stroll through the streets of Shirdi, and everyone would be present in rows, and he would inquire and bless one and all. At 6 in the evening, the bells of the mosque would toll again and Baba would return. At 6:30, the evening aarti would take place. After the aarti, Baba would sit with his devotees while singers and various artists would perform in front of Baba, and Sai would hand them a few rupees for their time and love. By 8 at night, he would distribute most of the dakshina that he had collected throughout the day, which, as I have mentioned, would sometimes total to nearly 400 rupees, a colossal amount of money in those days. Baba kept just enough to buy oil for the lamps, wood for the sacred fire, bidis and tobacco for his chillam. He kept a few coins to give to those who needed help early in the morning. The British authority wanted to tax Baba for his income as it was higher than that of the governor of India. But how does one tax somebody who sleeps with just a few rupees in his pocket each night, though during the day could give all the British officers a run for their money? Then around 8 or 8.30, Tatya would get a roti with some milk and Baba would eat a few morsels, and then, making sure that all those who were with him were fed like kings, Baba would bless one and all and then send everyone home. If he stayed in Dwarkamai, then Malsapati would remain with Baba. In the last few years of Baba's life, only Malsapati stayed with Baba at night in Masjid Ai, as Baba wanted Tatya to spend the night at his own house now, as he was the head of the family. This was Baba's routine when Baba would spend the night in Masjid Ai. In the next chapter, we shall talk about the alternate nights that Sai would spend at Chavadi. Peace be to all. Baba, be with us for now and eternity and beyond the beyond. What more can we aspire or even hope for? Jai Sai.